founded Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? And Merry, Merry Christmas and all that jazz. We are here in the studio 107.9 having a good time. Excited to be here. We are, of course, here with Miss Tiffany Pineda, famous comedian and actress and songwriter and author. Say hey to everybody.
Hello.
You know, guys, you know, you got used to hearing Melinda Rackley on the radio with us. She is not here today. She is taking a staycation. What that means is I'm not going nowhere today. I'm going to get some rest. We are definitely going to miss her in here today. She has the most amazing voice for radio, you know, and in my opinion, you guys have more fun when I'm not here sometimes. So, you know, and you guys know that she has her company, Rack City Inspiration. She's a writer and a publisher. One of the, like I said, the most amazing writers I've ever met. If you have a book idea, if you have something you're trying to get out of your mind and out of your heart into reality, she can help you do it. She always says to read to learn, write to remember. So go to her website, Google her, look her up on Facebook, Rack City Inspiration or Melinda Rackley. And then we are also here in the studio, a friend of mine, Mr. Andrew. Say hey, man.
Hey, it's good to be here.
And Andrew is a young man I met. You guys know that I'm a speaker and a teacher and a trainer, and so there's a program that I had a contract with, a young adult program, for kids who are very, very intelligent, a college program, and so that's how I met Andrew. And really, really smart guy, really funny dude in my opinion. He has a twin brother. They were hilarious and really cool to know, but me and Andrew became friends. He went off to college. And he sent me a text and, hey, guy, I'm back in town. Can we get together and do a little lunch? And so I asked him to come in and hang out with us so we can still talk about money. But I want to talk about it from a young person's perspective. I want to talk about it from the idea of, you know, being in college, what goals are, what you're trying to accomplish with your degree, you know, stuff like that. And so and I know that a lot of grown people don't know what money is. I even look at my own son. He's 20. And so I was telling him, like, I wonder, you know, I said, hey, man, you should never have any financial issues. Like not with me as your dad. And I'm not talking about because I'm giving him no money, because I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about from the education perspective, knowing what investments are, knowing how to handle your money, you know, knowing what decisions to make financially, so on and so forth. And so so that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. And I want Andrew to just jump in. So don't forget, guys, brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. Go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. We are a training company. We do a lot of coaching, developing from finances to leadership to business development. We have a meeting today with a young lady. We're helping her get her business off the ground. That's what we do. Also, like I said, Rack City Inspiration. Don't forget First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Pohl. Their number is 904-269-8772. And First Command, man, they've been sponsoring our seminars for about 5 years. They just started sponsoring some of the radio show. And if you want to get your retirement in place, you guys hear me say it all the time, you don't want to turn 55 or 60 and have to get another job. You want to retire and retire well, they can help you do that. And also, they do life insurances. If you love your family, especially if you're a guy, if you love your wife, get
insure
some life
yourself.
Insurance. Yeah, insure yourself. Because if something happens, what are you going to do to make sure your wife is taken care of? So First Command Financial, Nick Pohl, 904-269-8772. Kids in Cape Incorporated .org. What they do is keep kids safe. Sexual abuse, physical abuse, and things of that nature. I love young people. I love to protect your dignity. And we also have to protect them physically.
Yeah.
And so you definitely want to give those guys a ring. Kids in Cape, KIDS, the letter N, KCAPES. So KIDSNCAPES, Inc.org. If you love children, you want to help, you want to sow into the community, look them up on online and be a blessing to them. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114, or you can go to chiropractorjax.com. They do injury solutions. If you had a car accident, if something's going on, they can get your body back right. I was in a car accident, And they're always cracking on my back.
Okay.
My favorite part dealing with Natalie and her crew, though, is the massages.
That's
the wonderful, wonderful massages. So you can even go there just for that. If you didn't have a car accident and you just want to go get rubbed on.
Or a spanking injury, because I threw my back spanking my son.
Well, you
might and they can get you back in alignment.
You might want to do that. So Dr. Natalie Blum, Chiropractic Injury Solutions, 904-300-3114. And don't forget, guys, we have a leadership and finance seminar coming up January 12th at 10:30. If you want to figure out and learn how to take your ability to lead, your influence, to increase your business ability to create more money, or even in your household to create more money, that's what we're going to be talking about. Don't think you already know it. Let people that's been there and done that share some wisdom with you. So leadership and finance, January 12th at 10:30. We have a Making Money Easy course. If you ever wanted to figure out, how do I make money? Mm-hmm. We have a course that literally teaches you how to make money.
It's not legally.
Not illegally. And it's not about budgeting. It's simply about how to open your front door, walk outside, and generate revenue. We teach you how to do it step by step. And then we have a business development course coming up in January as well. Give us a call, 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. Or call us in here in the studio, 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Ask some questions. Talk to us. Tell us we know what we're talking about. Tell us we don't know what we're talking about. We just want to talk to you. 904-296-2251. So now that that's out the way.
Yes.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That was a mouthful. And actually, you know what? I've given you a nickname now.
What's that?
You are now Dr. Paradigm Shift.
What does that mean?
You help me open my mind to different horizons.
Awesome.
And so that's what
awesome.
A paradigm shift is, when you get knowledge that helps you change for the better. So that's
awesome.
Your new nickname.
Well, I appreciate it. It's better than call me Hey Boy. or I'm not against, you know, Hey Handsome either.
Okay.
That's my nickname for myself.
Okay. Hola Guapo.
Hola Guapo?
Yes.
What is that?
Hello, good looking.
Oh, sweet. Hola Guapo. I'm going to say that every morning in the mirror. So Andrew, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. I've been having a good time being back home. Just enjoying break, because I've been working hard at college. So,
okay.
I'm actually working again while I'm home. Because you got to get those finances in order.
Absolutely.
Even when you're on break.
Right. Good deal. So that's what we want to talk about, money from a young person's perspective. So when you think about, like you said, getting the finance in order, what does that mean for you? How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18. Okay. So when you're in college, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to school?
University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, wow.
All right. Yeah, I didn't go to college, so I'm just like, okay.
Gator alumni. I'm sorry. I love you, though.
But good stuff, man. So you're on your own. You're 18 years old, and you're navigating by yourself, kind of like. You have to make good decisions on your own now.
Mm-hmm.
Financial decisions.
Yeah, of course.
Not just to pay for school, but to eat every day.
Right.
Stuff like that. So when you think about getting your finances in order, what's your general thoughts about that?
So right now, when I think about getting my finances in order, it's mainly about having the money to do what I want to do, like to go out with my friends.
Okay.
And just.
So do you have a set budget from your parents and then you have to add to that, or?
No. So all of my spending money is made by myself.
Okay.
So I work in college, and then since I've been home, I've been working.
Gotcha.
So all of my spending money is made
by
myself.
You earn it yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I like something you said. I want to have enough money to do what I want to do with it.
Right.
And you do realize, and maybe you don't, I don't know, that's all of our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I use goal lightly, because we all say that that's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't make decisions to make sure that happens, you know. You know, when I used to talk to you guys in the program, you know, I used to try to share with you real deal life stuff, you know, not the fluff stuff, not the stuff that people say to you, you know, but how life really, really works. And if you don't make a decision today, that, you know, you'll wake up 30 years from now like, well, what happened? I didn't want to be here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
and so,
right.
You know, all of our goals are to have enough money to do what we want to do. Because my son said, and that's so funny that you said that. He said the same thing. I'm like, what's your financial goal? And he didn't have it wasn't poignant. It was just like, I want to have enough money to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
I think
maybe
that's a clear way to state it, though.
Well, yeah, and I said, well, maybe that's the young person's consensus, perhaps, because when I was coming up, that wasn't a sufficient answer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It is very ambiguous and open-ended. So it's not really an answer, I don't think. It's more of like, I think it's very short-term. It's very short-sighted
but see, watch this. I don't think that it is. So I'm glad we're having this conversation. Because you go talk to a 40-year-old person, and if you ask them about their money, the one thing that they're trying to make happen is to have enough money to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Right.
That's the end game. So I don't think it's short-sighted. I think that's a very good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I told my son, that's a very good answer. Now you got to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that having that as an answer gives you an idea that even when you're 50, when you're 30, when you have a wife, when you have kids, still the goal is I want to have enough money
to do what I want.
To be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't want to have to tell my son, wait till next Friday,
when
Daddy will buy you a new pair of shoes because those got holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tie the bus and my kid needs money for his field trip. And I've got to decide, do I buy a new tire or do I send the kid on a field trip? So the idea never stops being, I need to have enough money to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, the question is, how are you going to make that happen? Even when you get your you know, you got jobs now, but when you get that career job or what are you in school for?
I'm in school for accounting right now.
Numbers.
Oh, okay. Not a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Not a bad place to be. So when you get that job, you know, you land the big corporate contractor account, or you open up your own firm. Because I think that's a very good field to be postured to do your own thing if you want to.
Yeah, it's very common.
Yeah, or to and you can either be, you know, even with that idea, you can be an accountant like one-on-one. You can create an accountant firm and handle businesses' money, or you can work for companies that need somebody to handle their money. You know, or you can work for a firm that handles other businesses' money. So I think you're in a good position as far as what you're picking. Real quick, guys, again, don't forget, go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. We are a Bible-based training company. Our job is to share with you how to have and enjoy life in the areas of finances, business development, marriage, parenting, all those things. We partner with you and we help you get them done. Don't forget about Rack City Inspiration, Miss Melinda Rackley. Check her out, rackcityinspiration.com. Go to First Command Financial, Nick Pohl, 904-269-8772. What they do is help you get your retirement in order, so when you retire, you don't got to get another job. KidsandCapesInc.org. Go to their website if you want to be a blessing to young people, if you want to help these guys keep kids safe. Don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions. If you've had an accident or if you're just having trouble with your back, your neck, your body a little bit, they can help you out with that, with the chiropractor stuff and the massages. It's a great place. I go at least twice a week myself. And then don't forget our leadership and finance seminar coming up January 12th, 10:30. Give us a call. Go to our website and it's on there. Or call us 904-533-6154. We have the Making Money course coming up. If you want to know how to make money, that's what that course does. Or a business development course coming up in January as well, to help you get your company off the ground. And I'll say this about that. It's not just information. When you're done with our class, your company will exist. You will have a bank account. And depending on what field your business is in, you may even have a few clients. So it's not just informational, but it's actual, tangible, quantifiable fruit, you know. So an accountant. So good stuff. Good stuff, Andrew. So the money that you're making now,
right?
Do you have in mind what you want to do with it?
Right now, the money that I'm making is mostly going to food, you know, like eating out, and then buying Christmas presents right now. But other than that, I don't really have any goals or plans for the money I'm making.
Okay. So if you're not spending it, it's just sitting in the bank?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sitting in the checking account, you know, gaining interest.
Gaining interest.
Right.
1% a year.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's the next place I want to go. Again, talking to young people about your knowledge of money.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever taught in school or at home how to take money and make it grow into more money?
I'm psychic. I can answer for him.
yeah, I would say definitely not at school, but, you know, in home and with my brothers and sisters, we learned pretty early on about how to make money with money.
Okay.
You know, investing in stocks or you know, any kind of investment, if be it in some business that you know or something.
Gotcha. So do you own any stock?
Not currently.
Not currently?
Right.
Okay. So are you saving to get some?
Kind of. I dabbled in it back in September and October and lost some money. So I'm kind of staying away from stocks for now.
Okay. But. Okay. No, so even talking about that. So let me ask you this. Well, I'll ask this first. How important is it for you to learn how to do it? Or are you mostly singularly focused on your degree?
Can you rephrase that?
When you think about money, how important is it for you to, you know, you say I lost some money in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So have you said to yourself, okay, I know that no matter how old I get, the goal is going to always be to increase our income and protect me and my family when that time comes, whether I pass away or when it's time to retire, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How much time and energy are you putting into understanding money so when you start to invest again, you're more successful?
Okay. I would say a good 2 or 3 hours a week at least.
Okay.
Just trying to, you know, find ways to set myself up, not for the now, but for the future.
For the future.
And to, you know, understand it better for when I have more money to invest.
Okay.
You know, working at my career job at my in the future when I'm making more money that
gotcha.
I'll be dealing with versus like the $50 I'm investing now. So I think now is a good time to make those mistakes and to lose that money because it's a smaller amount than what I want to be dealing with
right.
in the future.
Right. I got gotcha.
So.
It's much better to learn it with a smaller amount because when you lose $50, it's one thing. It's another thing to lose $5,000 or $50,000.
Right,
right. Absolutely.
So I think losing that $50 now is in itself an investment in learning how
yeah.
to do
so
it.
So let me ask you this. Did it make you afraid to continue learning and to continue trying?
No. So I like to pride myself on not being afraid to fail and kind of owning it when I do fail and seeing how I can learn from that experience and what I can take away from it. So it didn't make me scared. I just tried to step back and say, well, how can I learn from this? How can I take this loss that I incurred and turn it into a positive, turn
gotcha.
It into a learning experience
right.
for the future so that when the time comes, I can turn this around.
Gotcha. Right. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. Maybe you have a young person in college and you're trying to teach them about finances and you have a question. Give us a call again, 904-296-2251. Even if you have children in general and you know that you need to teach them about money and you don't know what to do or how to do that, give us a call. We can help you create some ways to do that on their level and their understanding. And don't forget harvestgroupinstitute.com. Go to rackcityinspiration.com. Give Nick Poe at First Command Financial a call, 904-269-8772. Go to kidsincapesinc.org to help keep kids safe from sexual abuse and physical abuse. If you love children, you need to go visit their website. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114, or go to chiropractorjax.com. And don't forget all the stuff that we got going on, the leadership seminar, January 12th, 10:30 in the morning, the Making Money Easy course, and the business development course starting in January also. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. And definitely, again, I say we want to hear from you, 904-296-2251. Give us a call here in the studio. The reason I asked about fear, man, is when I come across a lot of adults,
mm-hmm.
one of the main things they say is they're afraid to invest. Mm. They're scared to lose money.
Right, right.
But my what I try to tell them is you're already losing money. Every time you go to the store and buy your cappuccino in the morning, you stop and buy your burger every Wednesday afternoon.
Uh-huh. Buying a brand new car.
Right. You're losing money on a regular basis. You're spending it, and it doesn't even have a chance to mm-hmm. bring any new money in. So you're not afraid to lose money because you're losing it. You know what I'm saying? So my question a lot of times is, what truly are you afraid of? You know, what they say, if I don't try, I 100% guarantee failure.
Right, right.
But at least if I am investing, I give myself a 50-50 chance of having money come back in.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just blowing money on a bunch of stuff, that's a 100% guarantee, money going out and nothing coming back in.
Right.
You know, and I think the idea is that just gratification, I think, is an issue. And I want you to you know, chime in where you think young people fit with immediate gratification. I know for adults, when they go buy their cheeseburger, I spend my money, I get my cheeseburger right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about investing for your future, I spend my money right now, and I don't see an immediate comeback.
Right. I think that's one of the big things is being able to see that in the future, you'll get a return on what you invest.
Right.
And a lot of people are used to seeing the fruits of their labor immediately.
Like right.
As soon as they do something, they'll
get
a result.
Or even with a definitive set
right,
time
right.
frame. So, you know you work this week, next Friday I'll get paid for it. But with
right.
an investment, you can't say definitively, I'm going to invest this money today and on the 15th I'll get a 10% return.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cause, right. So there's no guarantee, you know. And I think that a lot of people, most of their life is just full of guarantees, you know. Just go to work, get paid, go to McDonald's, get the cheeseburger.
Right. But even with that word guarantee, because what I tell people, and I guarantee you, if you don't do something different than getting up, go to work, get paid, go to McDonald's, I guarantee you when you get ready to retire, you will have to depend on friends, family, or the federal government,
mm-hmm.
or you would have to go get another job. You know, and
that's not a guarantee we want to fulfill.
That's not a guarantee we want to fulfill. Right. So when you think about young people, I know I hear a lot of older people talk noise about young people, millennials, this, that, and the other. I think you guys are the coolest thing in the world. Do you feel like a lot of young people have the mentality of not being able to wait and build something?
I would say most do. Most don't have that mentality to, you know, start building the nest now, to say.
Okay.
I think a lot of them do want to see what they want right now. Like, they don't want to wait. They don't want to say, if I put this money aside now, if I don't get Starbucks today, I can buy a car in a few years.
Right,
you know?
Right.
To them, it's more about what I can have now, because I can guarantee that I have it now, versus, well, I might be able to have that later.
Right.
So
what about using credit cards to do that? Like, are you inundated with credit card offers?
I haven't. Not so much since I've been to college, but all this summer, like, at least once a day I'd get something saying,
yeah.
Oh, sign up for a credit
those.
Card now.
Yeah, yeah, I intercept those for my children because that's part
you
of what they do.
Intercept them?
Yes. I get the mail and I just they get shredded. And part of the thing is I know that they buy lists mm-hmm. of students' names, what your degree program is, and they can project what you will potentially make annually off of that income, and they send you credit card offers based off of that starting in, you know, your senior year in high school.
I did not know
yes,
that.
They mm-hmm. do. Yes, they do. And it's insane. So initially, my son was going for forensic accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting when he changed his degree to sports management with a minor in business, the offers that changed because I pay attention
oh,
to that
wow.
kind of
right.
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting, yeah. Because, yeah, you don't want to live a life of credit.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I'm not saying that credit is bad and all of this. Get out of debt, be debt free. That's actually a little bit silly. There's functional debt.
Right, there definitely is.
Definitely functional debt. There's nothing wrong with functional debt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, using debt to live a lifestyle that you cannot afford, that's the kind of debt that we don't want to mess with. And I see so many, you know, people my age, you know, in their 30s and 40s, they allow debt to make them think they're doing better financially than they really are. Mm-hmm. And again, They lived in the biggest houses. They drove all the big cars.
Mm-hmm.
They went on all of the nice trips. And 55, 60 creeps on in. All the kids are moved out. They're retiring or getting ready to retire saying, I don't think I can retire. I don't think I have enough money to retire.
Or they're downsizing.
Yeah, because what they mean is I cannot afford to live my current lifestyle
right.
without this income coming in. You know, and so mm-hmm. that's the idea when I say financing your future. Like we finance a car. Have you financed your future? You know, and as a young man, you know, I like the idea of what you said. If you don't buy that Starbucks, maybe you can get a car in a few years.
Right.
You know, I tell people like this. When I'm 60, I'm going to need a car with the seats heat up. You know what I mean? When I'm 60, I'm going to need a car that the seat turns out, put my feet on the ground, and I can stand up. You know, I'm going to need a car that when I get in, it automatically adjusts to my body and this, that, and the other. But at 18, I don't need that.
Right, right.
You know, what,
and you know, I see some of these kids at college, and they're driving BMWs and
yeah.
and Lexuses, and I'm like, you know, if you downscale now, you can buy 6 Lexuses when you're 60, you know.
Right. Or even the insurance that they're paying on that Lexus or the BMW. Absolutely.
And that's the idea. So it's like, look, man, if I have to pick and choose when I need comfort and when I don't, I need comfort at 55, 65. Like, I need it.
Right.
I need to be able to eat well. I need to be able to eat healthy. And, you know, I need to be able to eat, you know, that steak. And I need to be able to eat stuff that's going to keep me healthy. And I need to be able to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be able to keep his thermostat at 82.
Right. Yes. at that age, I need to be able to live in comfort. At 18, I do not.
Right.
You can eat ramen noodles.
Sleep on a futon.
You can sleep on a futon. You can sleep in the car. You know, but the money that you spend in creating this comforting, this comfortable life and this life that flex a little bit, it's like, no, man, live right now at your base bare minimum essentials. And then when you have to have comfort because your body requires it, that's when you go out and buy the big car, the plush, the luxury, the bed that when you lay in the bed, it wraps its arms around you. You know what I'm saying?
Sleeper number one, welcome.
Yeah. Right. But right now, you don't have to do that.
Right, because right now, they're buying what they want. Right. But if you buy what you want right now, you won't be able to buy what you need later.
What you need later. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that.
You know, if you buy what you need now, then when you're 55,
you can
65,
get what you want.
Which is still young. Say it with me, Andrew.
Still young.
Which is still young. Guys, don't forget, give us a call at the studio, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Go to harvestgroupinstitute.com. Check out rackcityinspiration.com. Mr. Nick Poet, First Command Financial, 269-8772. KidsInCapeInc.org, keeping kids safe from sexual abuse. Chiropractic Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. And don't forget, Leadership and Finance Seminar coming up January 12th at 10:30. We also have in January our Making Money Easy course, where we literally teach you how to make money. It's like making a sandwich. It gets that easy when you know how. You can drop me off in Idaho in a pair of socks and a t-shirt, and within a year, I'm going to own a business because I know how to make money. Do you see what I'm saying? And then also the business development courses that we're going to be offering in January as well, 904-533-6154.
And if you want an hour of us instead of 30 minutes, you can also plant a seed.
Yes.
At Cash App.
Yes. And our Cash App is a $ HG, H like Harry, G like Go, I like Incorporated Financial.
Yes.
$HGI Financial. And so real quick, well, we're going to be wrapping up soon. So, Andrew, from your perspective, if you had to tell your kids one day, remembering who you are now and what you think you want when you get older, what would you tell your kids they need to focus on to make sure that their money is where it needs to be when they get older?
That's a tough one, but I would probably say the best advice I could give them would be to take risks when they're young,
okay,
when they can absorb those losses, but also to not just take those losses and run with them, but to step back and learn from them. Because I think the more you learn now, you can invest in yourself, and that'll get you what you need later in life as well. So, you know, taking risks now and investing in yourself now will be better than just letting that money sit in a bank account or
absolutely
doing something later in life when you don't know what you're doing and then when those risks become too great.
Definitely. Good stuff, man. Great advice. So, guys, don't forget, call us at our office, 904-533-6154. We have a new program that we're helping people with. We have a company that we work with that do investments and pay back 5% a month. And so we've been really changing people's lives with that. The minimum that they take is $500. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. We can help you out with that. And we appreciate Praise 107.9. Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you. Drive fast and take chances.
Advancing your future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.